the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I am Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we are going to do something a little different. In the previous podcast, I mentioned how I would like to try and cover not just animals in captivity, but also in the wild. And today will be the first of those episodes, which focuses all on the royal python, one of the most popular and beloved pet snakes in the trade, but also a very fascinating creature in the wild. First things first, where do they come from? Royal pythons live in Africa. More specifically, they are native to the west and central regions of Africa. Its typical environment is grasslands, shrublands, and open forests. So, if you're making a bioactive enclosure for one of these royal pythons, then this is a general idea of where they can be found in the wild, if your ultimate goal is to recreate their natural habitat. In spite of its name over here, the royal python, they have an alternative name in other regions of the world, most notably America. I'm sure many of you will have seen this very distinct name, the ball python. They are called ball pythons because of their unique ability to roll up into a ball when they feel threatened. This is a defensive mechanism. As for the nature of these pythons, they are very much tame and extremely docile by nature, and it doesn't take that much to socialize them. However, this does not mean I'd recommend going to Africa and petting a wild one. Remember, if you see any lizards or snakes in the wild, do not touch them. They will react, and not in the way you would prefer. It is important to observe from a distance. Touching any wild animal that you see, be it a reptile or not, is a very bad idea. Not only can they carry a numerous amount of diseases, for example, every reptile carries a form of salmonella in the intestinal tract, and that is why you must always wash your hands both before and after handling your pet snakes. But in the wild, they will also have other diseases. These can include parasites as well, such as lice. Now, of course, they're not going to transfer onto humans, but still, it is always best to observe from a distance. Even here with our slow worms, it can be very dangerous to pick them up, especially for children, as they may touch their mouths after handling said legless lizard, in which case they will have a very nasty case of salmonella poisoning, which can be fatal to those with compromised immune systems or very young or elderly people. So again, please do avoid touching them in the wild, and I don't think many of you will be touching any wild royal pythons anytime soon unless you have a holiday to Africa. But my point stands. Another interesting fact about the royal python is the fact that they are the smallest of the African pythons. They only grow to a maximum length of 182 centimeters or 72 inches. This is absolutely tiny, and I mean tiny compared to something such as the African rock python, which I definitely wouldn't recommend handling, even in captivity. They are known to be incredibly boisterous and bitey snakes, and ones that are not recommended to be handled unless you are an expert. Even then, it is not recommended. Now, of course, being a python, it is in fact a non-venomous constrictor. Instead of using a venom to kill its prey, it will constrict them by wrapping its body around them, and will eventually restrict air into going into the lungs, as well as crushing its prey. Now don't worry, unless you are a rodent, you have absolutely nothing to fear. And finally, I'd just like to wrap up the podcast with a bit of trivia. Royal pythons were once considered sacred, also found in the areas of Central and Western Africa, particularly in the country of Nigeria, believed the royal pythons were sacred and never harmed them. They even performed funeral ceremonies for any snake who was killed by mistake. The name Royal Python has arisen from the belief that ancient royals once wore royal pythons as jewellery. Legend has it that Cleopatra often wore a royal python as a bracelet. For any of my fellow bioactive enthusiasts out there, they are grass-loving snakes. In the wild, royal pythons prefer to live in savannas and grasslands, although they can live in open woods if they must. They also like water. No matter if they inhabit grasslands or forests, royal pythons almost always live near a water source. They use the water both to drink and to keep cool in the hot climate of their African homeland, so it is always recommended that you give them a strong and sturdy water bowl. Just like zebras, no two royal pythons look exactly the same. Every single pattern is just a little bit different. Their colouring and patterns are meant to help them blend into their surroundings, but there can be quite a bit of variation among individual snakes. Another interesting fact is that royal pythons know just how tight they need to squeeze as they constrict their prey. Royal pythons can sense their victim's heartbeat, applying just enough pressure to get the job done. As soon as they confirm the heart has stopped, they loosen their grip and move into eating mode. And finally, one last interesting fact is that royal pythons lay eggs in borrowed homes. When it's time to lay eggs, female royal pythons will take over the abandoned burrows of other animals, safely hidden away from predators. They lay up to 11 eggs at a time. And that just about covers the natural history of the royal python. At some point, I really must cover a care guide for these amazing snakes. I'm really surprised I haven't, considering how popular they are. So next podcast will be just that, a care guide on the royal python. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time for that one, and have a fantastic day.